This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ready to lift rates even more. So this is becoming a much harder sell to the American people. We're feeling it, that's for sure. What's next in the COVID chapter? Well, we're not talking about it as much because when you get on planes, there's none of that masking up. You're seeing some people wearing masks in crowded areas, but there's not a lot of conversation about COVID other than what's happening in Beijing and in China. Yellowstone Park closed. Heavy rains, floods, the entrances are closed off. Families who were heading to Yellowstone this particular week have to re-rack those plans. And trust me, in the summertime, a lot of people go to Yellowstone Park. That's where we're at, people. Kate Delaney, thanks for joining us. If it's your first time, we've been here many, many times before. A little snapshot of what's going on in our world. The conversation, let's face it, I say it all the time. What's the buzz in your backyard of mine? It's about being squeezed. It's about going to the grocery store and being furious at how much more you're paying. Also pulling out of the pump, and I think that's the bigger one, because you're paying so much more than you paid last year, and now you're starting to feel it. No matter what your ride is, of course, if you have an SUV, you have a lot of kids and you're in a bigger type of car or truck, you're really feeling it. But everybody is complaining about the price of gasoline. And people are sharing where they find it 4 or 5 cents cheaper down the road. And then people are talking about, is there any kind of price gouging going on? And all of this relates back to what is happening with the interest rates. And now we have once again the Fed setting to hit another high water mark, which is supposed to help balance what's going on out there and avoid the recession, but hardly, because you've got that combination of surging oil and gasoline prices, and then you can throw in Russia's invasion of Ukraine, the supply chain disruptions. We knew we're headed our way, but I think people discounted it until you feel it. Until you go to the grocery store and you can't get X, Y, Z. Until you can't get a part for something that you need, right? So now another aggressive interest rate hike by the Feds. It is a bad, bad, wicked, chaotic storm that's happening. That's what's happening out there. What are the consequences of this Federal Reserve meeting? And how big is it in our lives? It's very big. Because if you had to borrow money, you're borrowing at the wrong time. In trying to get a house, money that was so cheap to take out mortgages and car loans, forget about it now. With these big policy shifts, it's a higher borrowing cost that would add thousands onto a mortgage. People are saying, no thanks. The Fed is expected to hit its target range near 4% by the end of the year, up from about 1% today. So then you look at that and rates, and I've already said this, and you probably can find this anywhere. I'm sure everybody's digging up comparisons, but rates got as high as 5.25% before the Great Recession. So every time the Fed jacks up the rate, it's more expensive to borrow. And also, it means credit cards, student debt, all of that is affected. And it's tougher for businesses that are small, but it's also tougher for larger businesses, too. What, if anything, can be done to turn it around? If I'm Joe Biden, I don't finger point at anything. I pull a rabbit out of the hat. if he wants to even have a shot at 2024, when lots of Democrats are bailing off of his coattails, which is not usual for a president who's in office and says he wants to run again. But with the economy the way it is, there is something that the president has to do, and it might not be something he wants to do. And it might be something that he'll get massive pushback from his party, and that would be some tax cuts. That's yielding the machete is one thing that you can do. I don't know that I see that happening at all. The other thing is increased oil production. That's how you stabilize prices. And the Saudis are controlling that. You look at refineries, and the refinery action isn't there, and that's also part of what the problem is in the United States. So how far until we are catapulted, perhaps, I hope not, into a recession? I mean, maybe, I'm going to say not this year. I'm going to say if that happens, it's in 2023. And maybe it's a few months into 2023, but I don't think it'd be too long into the beginning of that following year, right? So maybe things won't go haywire, but look at what's happening with employment. And what happens with employment also has that very big effect. You know, it's interesting. You have real estate companies who are shedding people right and left. You have other companies who are expecting growth that are doing the same thing, where somebody even thought they had a job. The expectation was it was there, but then on second glance, no, because of what is going on in our world. And that has affected people that haven't now been hired by various companies, like Twitter being one of them. I mean, you can point to a lot of different companies who are saying, yeah, Redfin, Compass. You know how you saw a lot of those Redfin signs? Because the housing market, of course, with inflation rising, is cooling all of that housing boom off in a lot of areas. And this was anticipated as we kept seeing this happen. So Redfin and Compass have let go of like 900 staffers, right? And that's about, for Redfin, it's about 6% of their workforce after the demand in May came in 17% below their expectations. Because the mortgage rates increased faster than any other point in history. So because of that, they were handcuffed. They had no choice. And that's happening a lot in the real estate world and anything connected to real estate, where it was crazy and it was all hands on deck and hiring. Now it's a different direction. Coinbase has cut 1,100 jobs. Why? Cryptocurrency has been affected. It has really, really tumbled. So less need for the amount of people, with active users falling by almost 20% in the first quarter because of the decline in crypto values. It's a domino effect. Coming up, an iconic brand falls down.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, MyPatriotSupply.com.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pouty Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
Cave. A lot of people not happy with Phil Mickelson and others who are part of the Saudi-backed new tour, the live tour. And listen, it's about money. When you someone's paying you millions, like, hey, $200 million for you just to compete in this. And by the way, you could win almost $5 million if you win a few of these tournaments for each tournament. So the U.S. Open is going on. It kicks off on Thursday. And interestingly enough, the U.S. Open is welcoming everyone. They don't care. The United States Golf Association isn't concerned about what's happening on this tour. The PGA Tour is concerned about it and booted anybody who signed up with the Saudi-backed golf tour. So there's lots and lots of opinions about that. Just ask yourself, with the human rights things and things, it's terrible, right? And some of the families from 9/11 have reacted to it too, as well. There's more opinion on this than anything I've seen in the golf world in a very long time since controversies with Tiger Woods. I would say it would rank right up there. So it is the death of something that seemed like it was going to live forever. Remember Internet Explorer? Well, it's gone as of the 15th of June, which is now. It's out. Dead. Gone. The company has moved on. I know. Shocking. And you probably all use it, right? So as of Wednesday, Microsoft isn't offering support for this once very, it was dominant. It was a dominant browser. Lots of web surfers loved to hate, and that's a good way to put it, loved to hate Internet Explorer, right? So think about it. No more Palm Pilots, no more BlackBerry phones, no more Internet Explorer. It was about a year ago that Microsoft said it was putting an end to it. But you know, pay attention to that, right? Oh, there's not going to be any more Internet Explorer. We're not going to be able to get that. I was never a fan of Internet Explorer. Every time I clicked on it, it screwed up my stuff. I don't know what it was. I used to say, if it's the only way I can go is that, I'm not doing it. Because it had bugs. It had problems. Anytime I messed with it, it screwed up my computer, what I was looking for, whatever it was. But it is a slice of history, right? They released the first version of it in 95. And it was dominant. It was very popular. Because then you have to go back and think of Netscape Navigator. You know that? And think of the launches of all of that, right? And it even became where the Justice Department sued Microsoft in 97, saying it violated an earlier consent decree by requiring computer makers to use its browser, because that was a thing that happened, as a condition of using Windows. So you had to use it. And then they eventually settled the antitrust battle over the Windows monopoly thing to squash competitors. So there was all kinds of nasty. Like, it's a big deal. What you're opening is, you know, Mozilla's Firefox, Google's Chrome. You click on things and they want you to have that as your dominant browser. I mean, today though, Chrome is pretty dominant. Probably 65% they have share of the world market browser, the worldwide browser market probably. And then Apple's Safari would be after that. A lot of times people are trying to use browsers that are not tracing them. And there are those that you can use that do it, that they're not as popular, but they're getting more popular, like DuckDuckGo, because of the privacy protection there. That you download that, and that avoids trackers. You're browsing privately, and you're not tracked, because that's the other thing that's happening, is the trail that you leave. It's not even hard to leave that trail. And you leave a trail, and suddenly the things that you were just thinking about, you think, well, how do they know that? Well, because you left the breadcrumbs there. So I thought that was a perfect mic drop. Because browsing's a big deal, and being safe with what you're looking at and what you're clicking on. Clickbait is such a big deal too, right? Imagine you want a Jack and Coke. And you can get it just in a canned cocktail. It's a canned cocktail. So it is a classic bar cocktail, that's for sure. And it's the combo of Jack Daniel's whiskey and Coke. And they're going to roll out these pre-mixed cans in a few months in Mexico. And see how it goes, I think, there. And then they're talking about the U.S. after that. But they're trying to expand, according to the CEO, their portfolio, offering different kinds of choices. Because, let's face it, flavored alcohol beverages are pretty big right now. And so it could be great for Jack Daniels, I would think. Right? You know, I think it's not. The first time I ever had a drink, it was a grasshopper. And, you know, those are those dangerous kinds of drinks. It was fine, but it was, it's that cream de mint, and it tastes so good, and it doesn't taste like you're drinking alcohol. In the case of Jack Daniels and Coke, that probably was probably somewhere down the line somewhere I was. That was the second thing that I had. And I am not a huge drinker, but I could have a Jack and Coke. I'd be curious as to what that tastes like. I mean, I'm assuming good, because you have, but here's the thing. So they mix it up. It's an official canned cocktail, but how strong is it? Right? Because some people don't want it as strong. Some people would want it stronger. That's when you go to a bar, you know. Hit me up with more. I can remember being in, I think I was in Spain, and oh my gosh, they just, I mean, it's just like liquor scent. They just fill up the liquor. And I can remember saying, mas Coca-Cola, por favor. mas, because it was ridiculous. So I would be curious as to what that tastes like and if it becomes popular. I think in Mexico it probably will find a market. I mean, they've obviously tested what they think will be a decent enough market, and it could, you know, it could be there. This is not a surprise to me. If you are flying anywhere, airline fares have jumped 47% since January. So bookings in the U.S. fell 2.3% in May compared with April. 47%. Yeah, because you know what? You want the cheap deal, right? You're looking around, not on Internet Explorer, but whatever browser you use to find the best deal. And you don't want to pay $700 for flights that you paid $400 for maybe 4 months ago. But that's the haps. That's what's going on right now. And there are some problems, some snags out there when you're traveling, because it's the summertime, too, with weather. So if it's other things that are being affected, lack of air traffic controllers or whatever's going on at some of the airports, the other thing you throw into the mix for some people, for a lot of people, is going to be whatever the price of the ticket is, because there's something about, well, no, that's not what I paid. You mean I have to pay $500 more? And look out if you're in the Midwest or the South, because much of the Midwest and a big chunk of the South really are getting hit with some pretty potentially dangerous and deadly temperatures, you know, serious heat waves. Seeing a lot of cooling stations that are popping up. And, you know, because of that, because of these heat waves, when you're talking about super, super records, last thing you want to be doing is walking around, I said this the other day, and not being hydrated. You know, you're in Madison, Wisconsin, and you're walking the dog and thinking you're fine, but you're not hydrated, and you're right there in the heat of the day. That's when you need to stay inside and do those chores and other things earlier in the day. All right, off my soapbox. I've done it. I know. When you look up and all of a sudden it feels like it's 105 degrees. Meet you on the flip side.
Them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
The Fed could lift rates by 0.75%, according to analysts at TD Macro. That decision will be announced on Wednesday at 2 p.m. Eastern Time. In March, it hiked rates 0.25% along with a 0.5% move in May. If the Fed decides on a 0.75-point boost, it would be the first rate hike of that size since 1994. An inquiry of all 50 Democratic senators by the Daily Caller found only five immediately committed to endorsing President Joe Biden if he runs for re-election in 2024. The five who gave the outlet a definitive yes were Majority Leader Chuck Schumer of New York, Tim Kaine of Virginia, Cory Booker of New Jersey, Jack Reed of Rhode Island, and Chris Coons of Delaware. You're listening to USA Radio News. President Joe Biden spent Tuesday trying to push how well the American economy is doing.
President Biden is on the road selling the economy to a friendly crowd at the 29th AFL-CIO Quadrennial Constitutional Convention inside the Philadelphia Convention Center.
We need an economy built from the middle out and the bottom up, not the top down. But I also know too often we've had an economy where the wealthy do better and better while the middle class gets left behind. So we went to work to change that and started with the American Rescue Plan. We'll all help 41 million people put food on their table. Remember, they're in trouble putting food on their table.
From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
U.S. Representative Tom Rice of South Carolina has been ousted from Congress in his Republican primary after voting to impeach President Donald Trump over the January 6th insurrection. This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
I'm going to the man cave.
Going to the man cave. Going to the man cave. I'm going to the man cave.
Oh, the controversy gets thick here in the man cave over the LIV Golf tournaments, the inaugural event in London last week. Could have been suspended by the PGA Tour. The players, of course, have not been invited to participate in any PGA Tour events. If you don't know what I'm talking about, it's a lot of money that went down from a Saudi-backed tour, LIV Golf Invitational Series. Phil Mickelson got $200 million, supposedly, just to sign up and be part of it. At 50, and with all the tournaments that he's won, you know, another major championship just a little bit more over a year ago. Here we are at the U.S. Open, and there's a lot of conversation about this. Rory McIlroy, the Irish golfer, had this to say. He said he was disappointed that some PGA Tour players took the easy way out, he called it, and joined the rival LIV Golf Invitational Series. He said that he understands why older players could have been tempted by millions and millions of dollars in signing bonuses from this event, from these events, but he believes the younger ones made a very short-sighted decision by defecting because the PGA has booted them, essentially, right? And he said, you know, I get Phil in his early 50s. He may think his better days are behind him, but he still says, look, it was just over a year ago that he won a major championship, and it was impressive. And he said, I have the utmost respect for Phil. I'm disappointed with how he went about what he's done, but I think he's come back and shown some remorse how he handled things. So Mickelson is there with Rory McIlroy, by the way, competing in the U.S. Open, because the U.S. Open didn't care. If the golfers joined that tour, that was fine with them, but that's not the same as the PGA Tour. So Mickelson is there, and there are 16 other players who competed in the LIV Golf inaugural event in
in London, like I said last week, and they've been suspended by the PGA Tour. So it's gotten really interesting because who's done it? Dustin Johnson got a ton of money. Bryson DeChambeau got a ton of money. Pat Perez got a ton of money. And they initially had said they were pledging loyalty to the PGA Tour, but changed their mind. I mean, let's face it, once the money was there. The other thing that McIlroy said is he understands why families and friends of victims of the terrorist attacks of September 11th in 2001 would be upset that Mickelson and other players are accepting hundreds of millions of dollars in signing bonuses from this invitational league, basically, which is being financed by Saudi Arabia's public investment fund. Because, of course, we know why Osama bin Laden and 15 of the 19 hijackers were Saudis. And he said, listen, I think everything that's happening with this tour, it legitimizes their place in the world. I'm not sure every Saudi Arabian is a bad person. We're talking about this in such a generalized way. And then he talked about spending time in the Middle East, I mean, this controversy is not going away. That, you know, that's the bottom line. Because it's not just the Americans playing in this. Graham McDowell played in it. Lee Westwood, Ian Poulter, they're all part of this too. And then what happens when you win, you get almost $5 million when you win the event. Plus they got signing bonuses. And it is about the money. I mean, let's not kid ourselves. It's about the money. And that's why Rory is saying he thought the younger people made a mistake because they took an easy way out, meaning they're taking fat money and they're not earning their stripes on the PGA Tour. It's interesting because I think there's also some people that would disagree with that, too. You know, the controversy over that is not going to go away. PGA Tour is upset. They don't have the money to, or they're not going to come up with the money to pay someone $4 million, almost $5 million when they win in an individual check, when they win a tournament, and then the money even bigger all the way down the line. That's just not, it's not happening. If you missed the game last night, I think I talked about it on a previous show, but coming up on Thursday, the Warriors and the Celts, Golden State could become the NBA champions officially in Boston. But Boston's pretty tough. They are favored by 3.5 points in this one, and I don't know that they're going to let it close out that way. It was a great game by the Warriors on Monday. They turned up the heat. Andrew Wiggins was amazing, 26 points, and of course Steph Curry got his shots in, and they won 104-94. And some could say, well, they kind of escaped in that because you saw that Boston started to turn it up in that second half of that game coming out of locker rooms, but it was just too late. They could not catch back up. But I think this next game is going to be tough. Look, they got the edge 3-2. Golden State has got the edge 3-2. So now you go into this next game, and of course Boston knows they got to win two more to win the championship, and they are hungry to do it. While they're hungry to do it, on the other side of things, we have the Stanley Cup coming up, the Avalanche and the Lightning trying to do a three-peat sort of thing here. I'm excited because I'm going to go to one of the Stanley Cup games in Bolt territory in Tampa at Amalie Arena, and that would be game four. So we'll see what that's like because I think there's nothing like a crowd, whether it's the championship crowd, whether it's a Super Bowl, whether it's a Final Four, this scenario with the Stanley Cup or NBA championship, when you get down to the playoffs in general, but when you get down to the win or go home deal, like this is it, my team, your team, and here we go, it really is electrifying. The very few times that I've had the opportunity to do that, and I've never, as an adult anyway, sat in a crowd for Stanley Cup, so I'm got to say, here in the Man Cave, I'm pretty excited about that. And I know in my updated version of Invade the Man Cave, Sports Secrets Guys Don't Want You to Know, I'll be talking about what that experience was like. Major League Baseball has gotten pretty interesting. If you haven't gone out to see your hometown team, maybe you don't have one near you, maybe you have one of the minor league teams near you. Sometimes the minor league teams are more fun to watch, depending on what team it is and who are the up-and-comers, that kind of thing. But there's still time However, we certainly are seeing some things that are emerging, like losing streaks and terrible losing streaks and awesome win streaks that are happening. But I'm still kind of trying to, you know, look ahead. Like, I look at the Braves in the National League East, and, man, the Braves won their 12th straight game on Monday of this week. They beat the Nationals 9-5, even with losing their second baseman. So the Braves are tough, but they're not in first in the NL East. They're 5 games behind the New York Mets, so this certainly helps them. And then Philadelphia Phillies are 8.5 games back. But this shows you how you have enough series, enough wins in a row, you can turn around where you're kind of in the middle, or you're in the pack for the maybe, coulda, we might, who knows, what about the wild card, because it looks like the division is getting away. And we're seeing some of those kinds of trends really emerge. And also, like I said, losing skids too, where teams that were really in the thick of it have started to go in the opposite direction. Now, the Brewers beat the Nationals 4-1 to halt their 8-game losing streak on Sunday. So they needed that. I mean, they needed to end that skid. It was bleak, and they were cruising. So they're in a tight NL Central. They're a game and a half behind St. Louis, right? And this is previous to the upcoming games. But it's been fun in the last couple of years to watch the Brew Crew, and they've got some interesting series coming up. So it just depends on the teams that are coming up next for some of these teams that are getting back on that losing streak, getting back on that winning streak, rather, because you get to the halfway point and you get to the All-Star break and it's the dog days, but it's also we got to win all these games. That's why in these series, it's so important not to get swept, because early on, thinking you can make up the time or you've had injuries, it doesn't help you. You end up having your back more against the wall than you can imagine, because it's the clock runs out. I mean, that's what happens. The clock runs out, and that's it. I need to give a shout out to the Belmont winner, because I don't even know if I talk very much about this. Horse racing is kind of in my blood. I talk about it in my book, Invade the Man Cave, that I have two cousins who are trainers, and my one cousin almost won the Triple Crown, just lost the Belmont by a nose with a great horse, Smarty Jones. That seems like forever ago. But Triple Crown veteran Todd Pletcher was really pretty excited about the Belmont finishes, because Mo Donegal pulled away down the home stretch and held off the filly Nest to win the stakes. So that gives Pletcher a 1-2 finish and his 6th Triple Crown victory, including 4 at the Belmont. The Belmont's been very sweet to him. And what happened with Mo Donegal, I love that name, rounded the 1.5 mile distance in 2:28.20, 3 lengths ahead of Nest. And then that was it. I mean, look, it's a smaller field. That's what happens. You have a lot of horses usually in the Kentucky Derby. Then it kind of shrinks. Mo Donegal beat an 8-horse field without a clear favorite, and entered the gate the betting favorite, though, at 5-2. So how about that? It was really a fun race to watch. If you haven't seen it, you can obviously plug it into whatever search engine and go back and watch the Belmont for sure. All right, with that, we are out of time already, just like that, here in the Man Cave. Remember, you can pick up my book on Amazon, Invade the Man Cave, Sports Secrets Guys Don't Want You to Know.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life?
Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Joining us now to talk about his book, Sitting on My Headstone, Let the Dominoes Fall, is Robert LaFond. Robert, thanks so much for coming on.
Thank you.
Let's talk about the road to writing this book. What made you write the book? How'd this come about?
Well, you've got two books there, Sitting on a Headstone and Let the Dominoes Fall. Sitting on a Headstone was, I guess I could say it was planned, but I started about 3 years ago. And I recognized that my three daughters, who are now in their 40s, really had never asked any questions about what their father did before he married their mother. What I did in the war or subsequently afterwards. So I figured the best way to do that would be to write in story form everything about where I came from, how I grew up, what led me into the Army and going to Vietnam. How I wrote letters to her mother, how we married, et cetera, et cetera. And it came out, I thought it came out very well.
And tell us about that. So in the book, what did you, you know, you talk about what you did before you got married, and you and I talked off the air, you really had some interesting things to say. Tell us a little bit about what's in Sitting on My Headstone.
Well, I start out in, I was born in Pawtucket, Rhode Island. And we lived in a very small apartment. And it was a second floor. And back in the 40s, it was right after the war. My mother and father had just married. And dad had a job, but it wasn't enough. He had to get a second job. The apartment was growing smaller as my parents had children. And when there were four of us sleeping in one bed, we moved to an apartment that was available, actually was half a house, available several miles away in another town. We grew up with the children adding up to nine. But in the course of all that, it was playing by the railroad tracks, by the old mill on the river, walking to school, yes, uphill in the snow, as the old story goes. And it was good. It was country living. I mean, I wouldn't call it civilized country. It was country living. All houses were built for the mill, the factory, provided blankets and linens and things in the beginning of the Civil War. They changed over in time to fabric, and then eventually, all that died away and it started making fiberglass. As I grew up and got away from the village, I was 18 when I left. And that's when I joined the military, joined the Army. My dad was in the Army all the years that I was growing up. He was in the National Guard. And one of his greatest things to sit down and watch television was watching all the war movies that were out. And every time he'd see the bombers and the planes on television, he'd point out to my brother and I, see, look at the tail of the plane, and you'll see the big A on the tail. And so that was his outfit. And that's where I had, that's where I got my desire to join the Army and become part of an aviation lifestyle.
Yeah. Well, and obviously sitting on my headstone, what a clever name. And I understand, you know, leaving this for your family. But what about for anybody listening to this conversation, reading it? What do you hope they take away from reading that book?
The story, it goes to show that the term sitting on a headstone, I use it in the book many times, particularly in Vietnam, and of course with combat in Vietnam and all the guys that are going in harm's way. It's that you're sitting on a headstone, and that you don't look down to see that your name's on the stone, no matter what you're doing. And you want to avoid winding up in the grave. So you do what you can. And sitting on a headstone, I think, is a story of endurance, because I not only did my initial 12 months, I volunteered to do an additional six, which is at the end of the 6 months with how I was injured and how I spent time in the military hospitals, at the VA hospitals, and eventually getting married, and surviving through the PTSD that I sustained and the injuries that I sustained and how I lived through them. And I wanted my kids to know all that, because they don't ask questions. They're not curious in that respect. But I wanted them to know, in case they did get curious. They can at least, in time, be able to show their children, my grandchildren, something that their grandfather did. Probably different from what they may be living in their own neighborhoods, because let's face it, Vietnam veterans we're not few, but we're far in between, and many of them hide, and they don't talk about their experiences. I did. I decided I had to.
And I think that's one of the one of the great gems of this book is that not just for your family, but for others to know that and to understand that and hear those stories, I think is so, so valuable. And your other book, Let the Dominoes Fall, tell us about that. What's that about?
That's far and away different. it's based on current events. And at the time I started the book, current event was President Trump in the White House. It's based on the activities of the president and certain members of his cabinet who face a bit of retribution by another member in the House and the Senate who's looking to make changes. And I start the book out with a group of students graduating from a school, from high school, going on to college, and how their lives, though they become separated, begin to intertwine again. And they are the catalysts of the activity to try to straighten out the government. And each piece that I call a domino, and each one that falls is one step closer to the president.
Yeah. After writing both of these books, both very different, as you say, Robert, will you write another? Or do you have anything else kicking around in your head?
Oh, yes. I'm working on one now. And I have several waiting in USB drives. They could all use editing. They could all use a little bit of work, I suppose. But I tend to write about 150, 160 pages. I like the 6x9 format, and it's a story from beginning to end. Yeah, I guess you could add, if I wanted to, I could add to it. I could take away from it, but I would prefer to leave the books where they end and leave something left for the reader.
So well said. A great place to end this. But I just have one more question. Is this fun for you? It sounds like it is. If you've got things on drives and you're waiting, it sounds like this has been a real kick for you.
This is. The Headstone was a cathartic book. The others, anything that will come along now, is purely enjoyment. It's my imagination at work. I could do it in a story, 150, 60, 200 pages, or I could do it in a single page poem, or in just a single page, as I've been doing for the last 25 years, including a story in my Christmas cards. Rather than a calendar of events over the past year, I include a short story about Christmas and how it affects our people in the Christmas cards.
Nice. I bet people really look forward to that. So I'm assuming people can get Sitting on My Headstone, Let the Dominoes Fall, that other book as well, on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever books are sold.
Yes. Yes, and it's also available in e-book.
E-book, too, as well, so yep. Look for that. Robert, thank you so much. What a delight to get to talk to you, and thanks for everybody else for listening to this interview and this show. Make it count, everyone.
Hey guys, why settle for poor quality Powdiarco that's sold by stores and online resellers when you can get Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdiarco Super Tea at drinksupertea.com or 818-965-9113. The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdiarco Super Tea is only available at drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.